The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, number 46, brought to you by the Brobdingnagian Bards Tour of Ireland, where we will go to explore Bantry Bay, Bantry Gardens, with 7 acres of terrace splendor and Gothic sculptures, and Bantry House's French Armada Center that reenacts the attempted invasion of Theobald Wolfetone. Find out more at thebards.net/Ireland. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was the McDades with The Whistleblower from their new CD, Bloom. You can find them at themcdades.com. And it is time for another Celtic podcast. And Michelle is here. Says, hi, Michelle. Okay. Michelle was in town. She's recording on my Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers CD, which is the second one, which is going to be called Whiskers in the Jar. And she was recording in Balran for that. So thanks for coming by, Michelle. Well, we got lots of music coming for you today, and we're going to get that started right away with Queenstown by Boston Blackthorn from their CD Better Late Than Ever. Find them at bostonblackthorn.com.
In the year of 49, in Ireland you'll find an immigrant flight from the potato blight. With the lack of good bread, 1 million were dead, and there was no ending in sight. And from the county of Clare to old Kildare, they gathered at Cork to embark on their trip. It was a 5-week sail through waves, storms and gales, back into an immigrant ship. To escape the misery, they will take to the sea, and they'll miss all the places where they used to go. For they're all on their way to America, from Queenstown they're sailing today. The young and the old, the shy and the bold, are herded like sheep below deck in the hold. With hardly a light, they can't tell day from night, and the air feels as stale as it's cold. There is not much to eat, some look dead on their feet. For a few hours of sleep, they would give all they own. They are hungry and tired, and some have expired from a madness that chills to the bone. No relief from the smell or the constant death knell, and they think of the faces that they used to know. For they're all on their way to America, from Queenstown they're sailing today. Others fight to survive. It's a perilous trip on the dread lower deck. They could starve en route, or succumb to the flu, or even go down in a wreck. There's a chance that they'll be buried at sea, but that is a chance they are willing take. Some have mourned, some have cried, felt they've already died, having had an American wake. Through the wind and the rain, the hunger and the pain, they will dream of the new life that they'll come to know. For they're all on their way to America, from Queenstown they're sailing. From Queenstown they're sailing
Spain Brothers. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Her crown of gold, think my house carpenter, and come along with thee. What do you have to maintain me on, keeping me from poverty? Six ships all out on the sea, seven more upon dry land, and 110 are brave sailor men who'll be at your command. She picked it up, her own wee babe, kisses gave it three. She said, stay right here, my house carpenter, keeping good company. She put it on her rich attire, so glorious to behold, and as she trod along her way, she shone like the glittering gold. Been gone but for 2 weeks, I'm sure it was not three, when this fair lady began to weep, she wept most bitterly. Why do you weep, my fair young maid, weep for your golden store, or do you weep for your house carpenter, never you shall see any more? I do not weep for my house carpenter, or for any golden store. I only weep for my own wee babe, never I shall see any more. They'd not been gone but about 3 weeks, I am sure it was not four, when our gallant ship sprang a leak and sank, never to rise anymore. One time around spun a gallant ship, two times around spun she, and three times around spun our gallant ship, sank to the bottom of the sea. What hills are those, my love, those hills so fair and high? He said, those are the hills of heaven, my love, but not for you or I. But what hills are those, my love, those hills so dark and low? He said, those are the hills of hell, my love, where you and I must go. Did you leave a wife, oh,
some loyal heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart, you're forever 19. Or are you a stranger without even a name? Forever enshrined behind some old glass pane. In an old photograph torn, tattered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. But they beat the drum slowly, but they play the fine slowly. They sound the death march as they lie down. Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Shining down on these green fields of France, the warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plain. No gas, no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard that's still no man's land, the countless white crosses in mute witness blood indifference to his fellow men. An old generation were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the pipe lowly? They sang the death march as they lowered the town. Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the moon?
And that was the very patient Christiane Cargill with Green Fields of France, Mercy, Metamorphosis. You can find her at christianecargill.com. I say very patient because, well, last fall that she emailed and said that her album, Metamorphosis, was Grammy nominated. So she was hoping to, you know, throw a little pitch out there, see if we could get some people in that direction. And my apologies, Christiane, but I didn't do it, so. Nevertheless, I did play the song today. I hope everyone else enjoyed it as much as I did, so. Before that was Lisa Messiah with House Carpenter, a child ballad. You can find her at moreofdundee.com. It's from her CD, The More of Dundee. And I was just randomly listening to her a while back and thought, that's such a cool song. I love it. And had to play that. Before that was TJ Hall and Jeff Kasiezek from their CD, Iced. That was Salamanca. And O'Dowd's favorite. Find them at myspace.com/TJ Hall and Jeff K. Yeah, that Jeff K, that looks easier to spell for me. But then I'm illiterate. MP3s, in case you haven't noticed it, you can buy MP3s from CD Baby. And a lot of these bands, like that last one, they are all the music that's far in this podcast. It's all on CD Baby. You can buy the albums, or you can buy the MP3s, and they are high-quality DRM-free MP3s. Just go to CD Baby or call 1-800-BUY-MY-CD, although I don't know if you can buy MP3s that way, but still, you can go through, follow the links to get that information. I got an email from Bob Tedro, who writes, "I am a concertina maker and musician type from Birmingham, Alabama. Every Monday, I drive my 15-year-old daughter to Irish dance lessons in Nashville, Tennessee. This is a six-hour round trip, and I get back at 1 a.m. I recently downloaded several of your podcasts and have found them to be a wonderful listening during my long drive to and from Alabama. Now I have them playing in the shop." You can find out more about Bob at hmi.homewood.net/GD or go to the show notes, CelticMusicPodcast.com. And if you want to become a member of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast for a small $4 monthly donation, you'll get free access to Songhenge plus the satisfaction of knowing you were supporting independent Celtic music. So please give what you can. Next up is Time Away with Month of January. It's from her CD, A Collection of Live Recordings, and she is also featured on the new Renaissance Festival podcast compilation CD. And you can find her, though, at myspace.com/timeaway. That's TimeAwaye, and that, too, is on CD, baby.
It was in the month of January, are the hills clad in snow, and all the hills and valleys are to me true love I did go. It was there I met a pretty fair maid with a soul tear in her eye. She had a wee babe in her arms. Her did she cry? Oh, cruel was me father, well he barred the door on me. And cruel was me mother, well this fate she let me see. And cruel was me own true love, well he changed his mind for gold. And cruel was that winter's night, pierced me heart with cold. Oh, the higher that the palm tree grows, well, the sweeter is the bird, and the fairer that a young man speaks, well, the falser heart. He'll kiss you and caress you until he thinks he has you won. And then he'll go away and leave your love for another one. So come all you fair and tender maidens, a warning take by me. And never try to build your nest atop of a high tree, for the roots they all wither and the branches all decay. And the beauties of a fair young man will all soon fade away. It was in the month of January, and the hills were clad with snow. Tula mon, 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 tula m
Dahamach katarelesha tulum wine gala. Scanamach proget videre tulum wine gala. Tulum wine gala. Tulum wine, tulum wine, tulum wine gala.
like home, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in 1, 2, 3.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all to the dance, said he.
Jolly beggar man, a beggin' I have been for 60 years in this little Isle of Green. And I'm known along the Liffey from the basin to the zoo, and everybody knows me by the name of Johnny Doo. Of all the trades of going, sure the beggin' is the best. When a man gets tired, he can sit down and rest. After beggin' for me dinner when there's nothing else to do, I can slip around the corner with me old rigadoo.
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for. They knock at the door and ring at the bell, saying, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Jenny Murray says she'll die if she doesn't get the fella with the roving eye. I tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. I pulled my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle of Belfast City. She is a court in 1, 2, 3.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
I slept in a barn one night in Caraban. A stormy night it was, but I slept until the dawn. There was holes in the roof and the rain a coming through. The cats and the rats, they were playing peekaboo. Who did I awaken but the woman of the house, with her white spotted apron and her calico blouse? She began to frighten and I said, boo, sure don't be afraid, for it's only Johnny Doo.
Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she goes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. I tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in 1, 2, 3.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
Jolly beggar man, a beggin' I have been for 60 years in this little Isle of Green. And I'm known along the Liffey from the basin to the zoo, and everybody calls me by the name of Johnny Doo. So all along the road with me bag upon me back, over the fields with me great heavy sack, there's holes in me shoes and me toes are peeping through, singing skinny rig-a-doodle with me old rig-a-doo.
I'll tell me, Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me, who is she? She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me, who is she?
Foggy wood, oh, who and gold me way, ho, ho, whether his mother was willing or no. Hey ho, who and go. He put on his high cocked hat, hey ho, and out in the road he met with a rat.
Hey ho, woo and go.
They drove up to Miss Mousie's hall.
Hey ho,
and they gave a loud knock and they gave a loud call.
Hey ho, woo and go.
Said Miss Mouse, give us some beer.
Hey ho,
that we may drink and have good cheer.
Hey ho, woo and go.
Said Miss Mouse, sing us a song.
Hey-ho,
a one that's pretty but not too long.
Hey-ho, woo and go.
And while they were a merrymaking,
hey-ho,
the cat and kitten came tumbling in.
Hey-ho, woo and go.
Cat grabbed the rat right by the crown.
Hey-ho,
and the kittens, they tumbled Miss Mousie down.
Hey-ho, woo and go.
This put the frog in a terrible fright.
Hey ho!
So he put on a hat and he said good night.
Hey ho, woo and go!
And while he was a crossing the brook,
hey ho!
A duck came up and gobbled him up.
Hey ho, woo and go!
So dear friends, take our advice. Hey ho! Don't share good beer with rats and mice.
Hey ho, woo and go.
That was the Jolly Rogues with A Frog He Would A Wooing Go. That's from their CD 14 Miles to Boston. Find them at jollyrogues.com. Before that was Trinity River Wailers from Dancin' Beggarman. That was Tell Me Dancin' Beggarman Medley. Find them at TrinityRiverWhalers.com, and they'll be at the North Texas Irish Festival first weekend of March. I got a few people emailing me and saying, are you going to be at the festival? We love the podcast you did last year for the festival, and I did too, and I wish I was, but sadly, I have to play gigs to make a living. And so we were booked that weekend, so it looks like I won't be up there doing promos again this year, so maybe in the future, we'll hope. For that was Lament of the Wolves from J.C. McConnell, from her J.C. McConnell demo. Find her at myspace.com/J.C. McConnell. And before that was Robbie McMillan with Nduleman from his CD, Facade. Find him at robbiemcmillan.com. Sat down and made a lot of quotes. There's people have been writing a lot, and I finally started to copy and paste some of those into my show notes, which helps a lot. Rui writes, I live in Portugal, and I listen to your podcast frequently. I've downloaded every episode to my iPod. The show I like the most so far was The Best of 2007. You did a good work compiling the best music. I'm currently listening to show number 41. Great music there also. Thank you, Rui. I think I mentioned him a while back. I thank you all very much for your emails, and feel free to drop me an email at music@CelticMusicPodcast.com and let me know what you think of this show. And also, if you'd like to post a review on iTunes, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. That means that I'm hoping to do a lot more promotion. Last year, I forget how many downloads of the St. Patrick's Day show we got, but there's, 40 or 50,000. It got really high, and already the podcast is at, I think last I checked, it was at number 11 on the music podcast at iTunes, and I got a feeling that come March, this podcast could skyrocket through the roof with another good feature from iTunes. That would certainly help, but even by you telling your friends and posting reviews on iTunes, because iTunes likes that. and it also just helps the podcast. It lets other people know just how much you enjoy this show. So drop a review over there. And if you have other places that you get a podcatcher elsewhere, feel free to post reviews there too. Like I said, Zoom and I'm Podcast Alley, and I know there's tons of other places online that I haven't looked into in too long. Yeah, feel free to drop some reviews there as well. Every little bit helps. Next up is Arthur Seat from Christian van Schierbeck from his CD Celtic Thoughts. Find him at myspace.com. Christian van Schierbeck.
Walking along the river, you'll find a magical flute to express your whole life with. Discover your own destiny. Thank you.
dagger gypsy. Gypsy, it was late that night, and the Lord came home, crying for his lady, yo. The servant girl, she said to the Lord, she's away with a raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. Well, he saddled the maid, the milk white steed, the big horse is not speeding, yo. Tonight I ride to seek my bride, she's away with a raggle-taggle gypsy, yo. The wide old plain, he was there that he spied his lady home. Oh, how could you leave your goose for the bed with your sheets turned down so comfy, oh? How could you leave your newly wedded life all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, oh? Oh, what care I for your goose for the bed? What care I for money, oh? Tonight I lie in the wide old plain to the arm.
And that was Raggle Taggle Gypsies live from Seamus Oblivion and the Megadeth Morrismen from an upcoming CD. You can find them at seamusoblivion.co.uk. And before that was Ed Walker with TJ from his CD, The Aaron Suite. Find him at fuzzyg.net. Now there's a nice easy URL to remember. Before that was Mavon with Shindig from their CD OK Pewter. Find them at mavon.org. See if you have any final show notes. I think I got most everything. Oh, the Ireland stuff. We, technically speaking, our deadline is February 23rd, but we do have a little bit more time. So if you would like to join me in Ireland, we're going to have the Brobdi, Nagy, and Bards Tour of Ireland. So go to thebards.net/Ireland and you can join us there. So, and if you enjoy the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, feel free to subscribe to the Celtic MP3s Music Magazine. This monthly e-zine will link you to artists featuring free Celtic music downloads. Visit CelticMP3s.com to subscribe. We are changing the way you hear Celtic music. I had one more little piece of news for those who might be interested. Someone was asking me the other day about how to promote the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. So I started a new website of Celtic promotions. It's a Yahoo group where we will lead some coordinated promotional ideas. If you'd like to find out how you can pitch in your support for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, as well as some of the other projects from Mage Entertainment, my entertainment company, then feel free to join this group. There are instructions in the show notes Again, go to CelticMusicPodcast.com. Next time, you're going to have music from Femme, Ken O'Malley, Answer Him, and Allison Gervin. Find out more about the artists in this show and in past shows by visiting us at CelticMusicPodcast.com. While you're there, visit the link for our Celtic Music CD store on CD Baby and support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs. That's the number one way you can let an artist know that you enjoyed hearing them in the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast by buy their CDs. And see their shows, or drop them an email, or tell them in person that you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. If you have comments or questions, you can email me at music@CelticMusicPodcast.com with Celtic Podcast in the subject line. And please consider adding a link to the podcast. You can find linking suggestions in the show notes. And now it's time, once again, for the Celtic Top 5. In each show, we mention the top 5 songs from the previous show by your votes. And you can vote on our website. There's a link in the show notes. Visit the show notes and vote for your favorite band in this show. In the meantime, here is the Celtic Top 5 from show number 45. At number 5, we had Green Grow the Rashes by the Brobdingnagian Bards. Number 4, No Booze Today by Emerald Rose. Number 3, Caitlin Trial by Navan. And number 2, Mad Jenny by the Merry Wives of Windsor. And the number 1 song in the Celtic Top 5 for show number 45 was Black Fox by Heather Dale. That's from her CD, The Road to Santiago. You can find her at heatherdale.com and that CD on CD Baby. Thank you all very much for listening, and I will talk to you very soon, because next month is a big month. Talk to you later. Sláinte.
As we were out a-hunting one morning in the spring, both hounds and horses running well made the hills and the valleys ring. But to our great misfortune, no fox there could be found. Our huntsmen cursed and swore, but still no fox moved over the ground. And up spoke our master huntsman, the master of the chase. If only the devil himself come by, we'd run him such a race. And up there sprung like a lightning. And his eyes like burning coals. And they chased him over the valley, and they chased him over the fields, and they chased him down to the river bank, but never would he yield. And he's jumped into the water, and he swum to the other side, and he's laughed so loud that the green wood shook. Turned to the huntsman and he's cried, "Ride on, my gallant huntsman, when must I come again? For you should never want for a fox to chase all over the glen. And when your need is greatest, just call upon my name, and I will come, and you shall have the best of sport and to the devil himself, where he stood on the other side. And the men, the hounds, the horses went flying back to town, and hard on their heels come a little black fox laughing as he ran. Ride on, my gallant huntsman, when must I come again? For you should never want for a fox to chase all over. When must I come?